Phoneboy Speaks, episode 229, Fixing Apple's Price Fixing.
I'm having a hard time with this topic without rambling, but it has to do with Apple and the recent proposed settlement announced by the Department of Justice regarding their lawsuit against Apple and the five book publishers for colluding to set ebook prices too high. I probably don't need to explain the whole issue, because I'm sure most of you have heard about it, but my issue with the way the settlement, the proposed settlement is structured is that it basically tells Apple how they have to do business in a way that overreaches the real problem, which is that Apple did basically tell the book publishers you can't you have to put it in the contract with your other the other people that sell ebooks that they can't choose to sell it at a lower price than you dictate, and that's the real problem, right? And so the settlement should actually fix that problem, and Apple shouldn't necessarily have to throw out its entire contract with these companies. I think the other stuff about forcing Apple to change their rules for these particular ebook vendors so that they can link to their stores and sell, you know, in their in their own stores more easily for 2 years is, again, I think that's a little bit too much. And some people will say, well, the rules that Apple puts on that are crazy, right? Apple shouldn't restrict people from buying content in other places or making it more difficult to do it on an iOS device. And my response is, these are Apple's rules, and I don't think they're particularly bad. And I think Steve Jobs' opinion was, hey, look, if you bring the customer and they just consume the content on our device, then yeah, we don't get any money for that. But if they come through our device then to buy the content, then yeah, we want to cut. And that's not true for a lot of things. But I mean, I guess there's other shopping apps where Apple doesn't do that. But you're not buying electronic content. This is electronic content, and that was Apple's point of view, was that you had to buy the content. If you're going to buy the content through an iOS device that's going to end up on the iOS device, then we want to cut. And let's face it, the bargain hunters, if they want a bargain, they're going to, they'll go through the extra steps. So, for example, if I'm looking for music, I will go look on the Amazon store, even though it's actually a little more complicated to get the Amazon stuff in my iTunes library. If it's a good enough deal, I will actually go through the trouble to do it, even though Apple makes it a little bit harder. And it's no skin off Apple's bones if I do that. And sometimes if it's just one track, right, I might pay the higher price just because it's convenient. But I'm not doing that on a regular basis. If I'm really looking to not spend a lot of money, then yeah, I'll go do it. I think that's true with a lot of people, is that they will, they may go the path of least resistance and say, okay, well, my time's worth something, so I'll pay Apple more. But Apple can, again, nobody is telling you that you can't buy stuff somewhere else. But I think that I think Apple went a little too far when they're saying, look, you can't tell other retailers what they can sell stuff for. I think they did go too far, but I think the remedy could be much more focused and narrow, and rather than trying to, tell Apple how they have to do business. And some of the objectivist forums where I actually saw this story come from was, it said, this sounds like something out of Atlas Shrugged, and I don't know about that. I mean, I could see the parallels, but I don't know that it's not Reardon Steele versus Apple selling ebooks. They're not quite the same thing, and I think you're probably reaching there. But again, the government remedy really should be more focused than it sounds like that they're proposing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.